Ryanair have been increasing the frequency of their routes as passengers start to book flights home for December. However, the airline does not expect to return to pre-pandemic levels of service until next autumn. We've been speaking to Eddie Wilson, CEO of Ryanair. I began by asking him if they are seeing increased demand for Christmas flights.
We've seen an uptick in demand. November was particularly challenging. It's always a poor month in November, but this year more so with lockdowns throughout Europe. But most of those lockdowns, we're going to see them being lifted into early December, and people are now beginning to make their decisions to travel. We've put on extra frequencies in and out of Ireland, as we have in other European countries, and we're seeing bookings beginning to take up. But the important thing is that people are going to get tested before they come home and have a negative test 72 hours in advance, and that's the responsible thing to do if you're going to come home for Christmas.
People here, of course, are being advised that unless their travel is essential and NEFA doesn't regard coming home to visit family and friends as essential, that they shouldn't be travelling. What do you say to that?
I think, like, what you've got to look at is, let's look at the facts. If you talk to the parents who want their sons and daughters home for Christmas, that's essential travel. And if people are tested before they come home, what better way to do it than to have a negative test when you arrive home? At least you are free of the virus, and that's got to be the best insurance for people coming home. We're seeing the demand for that coming. We've put on extra flights for it. So it's done in a very objective way.
Even though people, they may have that negative test, but they still have to self-isolate for, I think it's at least 5 days, get another test if they're coming from a red country. That's, you're saying that's not discouraging, or is it to any extent people?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, because we're like Christmas in terms of a peak of travel is not like many years ago. Back in the 80s, it was a big deal, but people got used to traveling all year. I think what we have this year is that because airlines have pulled back travel so much this winter, that you're now seeing the pent up demand for Christmas, and people are now making their decisions. We can see it, and we're putting on extra flights for that. But you know, we have the traffic light system in place. It's been put in there to keep the free movement of people. People want to come home and see their families. And I think if they adhere to the traffic light system in terms of testing, that's the right thing to do. A lot of places are not going to be open this Christmas, so they want to see their families. Mm. They're not going to be... and we can see that throughout Europe. It's next spring and next summer, I think, where you're going to see the large movement of people as the effect of vaccines come in place. And people can really plan for next summer and next Easter because it's within their control.
And is that what you're planning for at this stage? Our view, you know, pretty well maybe written off the Christmas New Year period, and you're looking to later into 2021.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see it from spring onwards, because now people will not have to wait as to what's going to happen. They can now make their decisions based on I'm going to be vaccinated. Mm. It's a reasonable assumption to say I'm going to be vaccinated before next Easter or next summer, whenever I want to make my booking. And prior to that, they haven't been able to do that.
Right.
So we're ready for sort of spooling up for Easter and summer of next year. And we've kept all our crews current and all our aircraft current in anticipation of that when other airlines have gone bust and got smaller.
And what we've heard from Qantas, the Australian airline, they're talking about requiring people to have a certificate showing that they have been vaccinated before they board a flight. Is that something that Ryanair would look at?
Australia seems to be held up for a lot of things, but that's because it's Australia. I mean, Australia is a long way from everywhere. I think the issue of vaccinations does make sense for long-haul travel. Mm. But certainly, I mean, I don't think Qantas will be looking to vaccinate passengers going from Adelaide to Sydney or Brisbane. And when you've got Europe, which is, with the exception of Ireland now, an integrated landmass, I think the vaccinations and healthcare systems can support that in a coordinated way that you don't have from Australia into places like Southeast Asia.
I suppose what's different about Ireland is that we are an island, and you, it is possible to envisage that that kind of requirement, if it was asked for by the authorities here, could make a real difference. Would you, if that request was made to you specifically in relation to flights into Ireland, would you consider it?
Brian, I think the difficulty we've had in this country is that we seem to have gone back about 50 years on our view of what where Ireland is. I mean, like we live in Ireland, we live in Europe, and our future when this is all over is going to be back into Europe. And the idea that we're going to take unilateral decisions on having people coming and going from this island when we get back to normal is just not credible. And we saw that this summer, whereby we had advice from the health experts not to have people come to this country who had lower COVID rates. And as we found out from everybody holidaying at home, it was all through community transmission and not from international travel. So I think we need to reset our mindset in this country that we joined the European Union in 1973, and the last time I looked, we haven't left it. And any solutions we're going to have is going to have to be on a European-wide basis.
Eddie Wilson, the chief executive of Ryanair. After the break, providing the Oxford COVID vaccine at cost price to developing countries indefinitely. The Irish-born head of the university tells us why they could not be party to profiteering.